Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. This is episode 154, which is unbelievable in and of itself.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And the final episode of the year 2020.
Yay! That might deserve some cowbell.
Cowbell for ending 2020. What a year it has been.
It has been.
And the interesting thing to me, as we were sitting here and discussing the podcast and what we're going to talk about, we immediately launched into planning for next year.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's exciting.
We are super excited and motivated about the things that are coming up for us personally and for the farm.
Yeah, this year we've had a lot of ups and downs, and we've talked about those pretty openly on the podcast, some of our struggles. But when we review the whole year, we really were stretched beyond things that we could have even imagined for our business.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we wanted to do is just give you a little recap of what happened, what transpired, because it's that time of year. It's what we do.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, year in review. And, you know, we're both very reflective in nature and look at, okay, what did we do right? What do we need to do better? And I think to kind of look at, because you can get in your head, like, this year we really didn't do anything. But we did.
Oh my.
More than ever.
You went back and made a list of really just highlights.
Yeah.
And I think looking at that is encouraging and motivating for
me. Both. Definitely. Yeah. It really helped me to think, you know, we overcame a lot of barriers this year. And it would have been easy to give up, but we kept pushing forward, thankfully, with some support from some good friends and family members that encouraged us along the way, and also our customers.
Absolutely. Let's dive into that a little bit. So in the first quarter, so January through March, we did a lot of planning and decluttering.
Yeah, we kind of started out the year decluttering. And, you know, we took off. We'd already planned to take off in January and February and then come back in March. And at that time, that we've been doing that for a few years. It just, you know, we kind of need a break. It's typically a fairly slow time in the murk because, you know, it's after the holidays and sometimes we have bad weather here and it's just a good time to take a little break.
It is. And that's always our time to work on the house, do things that we've put off in those busy summer and fall months. And we got some of those things done, like the pantry ceiling was huge for us.
That was huge. Something we'd never done before, but we tackled it and I think it looks pretty decent.
It turned out really nice. One thing that we did get in before the pandemic really hit in February last year, we did a presentation to Spring Into Gardening.
Yes, and that was fun. We love doing those kinds of things. So we talked about just starting a market business, how to be a good market consumer, and that was fun. That's always... We both enjoy those kinds of things.
Yes, we do. And then as soon as the weather warmed up, you started full on with gardening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in January, actually, I started seeds. So there's that excitement. And I believe we also finished the murk.
Yes, we did.
That
we did
whole
some
building
inside work there.
Yes, and that was something we had been trying to do for a while. And so it's there's still some things that we want to do.
I'll always find things to tweak.
Yeah, we're always tweaking, but we are now at the end of the building. So we can't go any further with that, with a physical space, unless we add on.
Right. But I think it's a pretty cool environment, and we're looking forward to when we can open that up again.
Yes.
We did have it open some during last year with some limited capacity, but
I think our first opening last year was March 7th. So we were open that very first weekend in March, and that was pretty normal.
It was. And then within about 3 weeks, we shut it down again and went to a pickup system.
And that was new.
It was. And really, as you look at that over the year, it is something that both we and our customers adapted to and kind of rolled with changes as they came. And it worked out actually pretty well.
It really did. And you really worked on our website and our online merc and really made that much more user-friendly.
Yeah, we really did need an upgrade to that, and got all of that set up so that customers can choose different sizes of products, like the balms come in two different sizes, all the different scents. And we made that usable for not only the customer, but also on the back end, so we could manage our inventory better.
Yeah.
We have just exploded in our customer base this year and really needed a way to manage inventory.
Yeah, because it was to the point where we had to count every week, and then we started to have the online sales like every day, and it was really difficult to keep up with, okay, what product do we need to make next? And the way you have it set up now, we can look at an app on our phone, know what's low stock, and we can get to taking care of that.
That's right. So then in the second quarter, April through June, that was a very, very busy time.
It was, yeah. Garden season is getting full on, and that is super busy.
We added some honeybees. We added two more hives of honeybees, and they seem to be thriving.
Yes.
In fact, later in the season, we were able to harvest from our one surviving hive that had overwintered last winter. We had quite a bit of honey that we sold.
Yeah, and that's the first time we've had extra honey for a couple of years.
Right. So that was a nice thing that we could offer, as well as harvesting the wax out of that. And I find, too, that we are using, personally, a lot more honey.
We do, yeah. We really do consume a lot of honey.
And I think that adds to our health in this
environment. I'm already pretty sweet, but, you know, that just kind of adds to it a little.
So now the decision is whether I edit out that comment when we post this. No,
that'd be
I won't.
A good idea.
We also added Fridays during that time frame where we were open here at the farm on Fridays.
And then we did market on Saturdays. So
right.
We picked back up in June. We went to the 18th Street Farmers Market. We started that again. We had some other commitments in May and decided not to do the market because we had some things to do on Saturdays in May, and we just decided to hold until June to start the market. And so that's what we did. So we did Fridays out here, Saturdays at the market.
And as we did that and progressed into the third quarter, July through September, we started realizing that we were happiest doing things on the farm.
Yes.
And not doing that consistent load, unload, setup, tear down every week. Right. So we made a very difficult decision at the time to leave the market and just operate at home. And That was really a step of faith.
It was, because that was something we were familiar with. We knew the routine, but we were really kind of not finding joy in it anymore. And yeah, that was a difficult decision. We didn't know if people would come to the farm, and you know, we didn't know what would happen if we left the market, but we found out they would come to the farm.
Absolutely. So we set up a routine of Fridays open here for pickups and shopping whenever the Merc could be open.
And we did that in the corn crib so that people could still pick out their produce and, you know, in a safe outdoor manner. And we stayed away from them.
Right.
And that really worked out very well.
And then we added Saturday deliveries.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's kind of when everything kind of broke loose.
Yes.
And so we introduced what we called the Carrot Mobile.
It was serendipitous that I bought an orange Jeep Cherokee a few years ago. And I had no idea at the time it would then be the Carrot Mobile. But it is.
It is the Carrot Mobile. And it's so cool because we have a lot of people that refer to it as that. And, you know, they'll see us around town and honk and send us a message and say, we saw the Carrot Mobile in town. And that's just been fun.
Absolutely. And the other thing that came along with that in those deliveries was a new concept of Gert's Garden Bags.
Yeah, those were something that we thought we would try. So it's not like a CSA. So those of you who are familiar with a CSA, I guess it's kind of that way.
Yes.
But it's a weekly share, basically, of what we harvest. And it got to the point, it kind of started out a little bit slow, but the first few we took out, after the first week, it took off. And we did a few different sizes of those. And it got to the point with that everyone was ordering the large bag, and we started a waiting list.
And that really gave us some ideas for this coming year, how we're going to define and refine and carry that forward into 2021. So if you're interested in Gert's Garden Bags, you're in the Charleston area. That was another thing that we opened up, actually, was expanding our delivery to within 15 miles of the farm. And additional information will be coming out in the first few weeks of the next year.
Yeah,
about getting on that list.
We'll expand that. This year we will plan for it, because last year we planned our gardens and what we were going to plant for a regular market season. And we know, you know, about like how many bags of lettuce and those sorts of things that we can sell at the market. But with the Gert's Garden Bags, that's a whole different, you know, we have to have enough for however many people order those. So yeah, I think we're looking at expanding that, and we'll plant for those bags. And I'm excited about that new program. So
yes.
We have some ideas of, so watch for that. We'll be putting more information out about how you can be a part of that, and just we'll bring it right to your door, or you can pick up at the farm.
So we're very excited about that, like you said. Throughout all of that time, I have continued to write and publish mostly articles on medium.com, which is just a great site that has all kinds of magazines, basically online magazines. And I have published not only in our own, I set up our own magazine on there, Terroir Life. And I have also submitted to some others like One Table, One World, The Cookbook for All, and probably the one that did the best and was the most exciting was Heated with Mark Bittman. And he is a pretty big cookbook author and celebrity in that world. And he contributes regularly to that same magazine, There are some other editors involved, but that was fun to be accepted into posting articles into their magazine as well. I'll put a link to my profile on medium.com so that you can go in and check out some of the articles I've written about
food. That was very exciting.
Yes, it was. So then we reached into the last quarter and had some fun.
Yeah, the last quarter was actually the very best. So we started with Farm Fest in October. And again, you know, we didn't know with the pandemic how that was going to be, but we had the best audience that we've ever had. We estimate over 500 people here. We had an excellent band that played inside the corn crib.
The Luna Halos.
Yeah, the Luna Halos
featured.
Were amazing. And they brought people that, and it was just such a relaxing day. Children dancing, people sitting and listening to music. And it was just fun. So that was a great thing.
It was a great thing. And we spent into the fall, that October through December, doing more pickups and deliveries. We had to add to the number of pickup boxes to accommodate
yes.
everyone. And a little feline financial mailbox on top to make your own change if needed. And ended the year with not only the greatest December sales ever, but
we were asked to do an interview by Erin Valley of CI Living at WCIA TV in Champaign, Urbana. And she did a wonderful job telling a story about Five Feline Farm.
And we were so excited and grateful to her for reaching out to us and coming out and spending some time. And that really capped off our year.
It really did. And it's so cool. You know, when we go out now, I have to be like incognito because we're so famous. And even our mail carrier stopped one day and said he saw us on TV. So there you have it. We're a thing.
We are a thing. And if you haven't seen that, I will link to that also in the show notes. And it was just a great year.
It was.
With a lot of challenges, but a lot of growth too.
Yeah, a lot of growth and things that we were pushed into that we wouldn't have thought of before. So it was an amazing year for Five Feline Farm, and I look forward to 2021.
I do too. I'm very excited about the plans that we have, things that we are going to improve upon and expand, and it's going to be another great year for the farm.
I believe so, and I look forward to it.
Me too.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.